Hi guys, today we're starting a brand new series of messages for the summer called Life Lessons. And life lessons are spiritual truths and lessons taken from the parables of Jesus. Now, a parable was a simple story that Jesus used to help illustrate a point. So in this series, we've got some different preachers, some new faces, all bringing a message that's going to encourage us and challenge us as we look to continue following Jesus together. So grab your Bible, open up the YouVersion app. Let's get ready to be inspired.
Hi church, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to be talking to you today about a parable or a story that Jesus told about wise and foolish builders. If you've got your Bibles with you, then you can find this story in the New Testament in Matthew's Gospel, and it's chapter 7 from verses 24 to 27. While you find that particular part of the Bible, I'll just give you a little bit of a sort of a background. So Jesus has just been delivering the greatest teaching that anybody has ever delivered, the Sermon on the Mount. He's been teaching about the kingdom of heaven, about the character traits that he expects his disciples and his followers to have. He's been given correct interpretations of the law that Moses gave. And right at the end of all that teaching, we find this parable. Before we sort of dive in and read it together, I'm just going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it is still alive and relevant today. Father, I pray that for each and every person watching, that you will speak into their hearts, Lord, and let this parable and this story that Jesus told speak life and speak meaning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Matthew 7, 24 to 27 says this: "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Okay, so seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but I definitely feel sorry for that second man, the man who built his house on the sand. You can imagine, can't you? He's just spent ages building this house, got it exactly how he wants it to look, and then terrible weather comes along, floods, storms, rain, and you can imagine, can't you, it probably happened at the most inconvenient of times while he was in the bathroom. And imagine this being the picture of your life, sitting on the toilet with your entire house in pieces and in rubble around you. That is not the kind of life that any of us would want to have. So how do we make sure then that we're not like the foolish builder, but that we're like the wise man who built his house on the rock? Well, if we compare the two men, we'll find similarities. They both heard the word. Jesus says, "Anyone who hears these words of mine." And when he says this at the time, yeah, he was most likely talking about the teaching that he just delivered. And today for us, that teaching absolutely still applies. But more than that, every single part of the Bible, every single part of this book, these are God's words. These are Jesus' words. So when Jesus says, "Anybody who hears these words of mine," he's talking about anybody who hears what the Bible has to say, whether that's through reading it on your own or reading it as a group of friends. or having it spoken to you. These are the words of Jesus Christ. And he says that if we hear these words but don't do them, then we will be like that foolish man who built his house on the sand, and his house, which represents his life, came completely crashing down and crumbling around him. Whereas if we hear these words or read these words and actually do them, then we will be like the man who built his house on the rock. In both situations, the storms came. The man who built his house on the rock faced storms. The man who built his house on the sand faced storms. The difference was, the man who built his house on the rock, his house stood against the storms. Now, these storms represent the trials and the storms that come in our lives, things that come to test us. That could be things like grief, bereavement. It could be things like depression. It could be a poor financial situation. It could be anything that could have a negative impact on your life. These are the storms. And Jesus is saying that if you hear his words and actually do them, then your house, your life will still stand regardless of how fierce these storms are. Now, I can sort of personally testify to what it's like to build your house on the sand. Before I was a Christian, before I even knew the Lord, storms came into my life, grief came into my life, and my life completely fell apart. I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my relationship. I lost it all. And that was because my life wasn't built on the foundation that is this: hearing this, reading this, and actually doing this. Of course, the Word of God is another name for Jesus Christ, which again is the ultimate foundation. Build your life on Jesus Christ. So what can we take from this story? What can we do practically to make sure that our lives, our houses, are built on a firm foundation, on the rock? Well, for me, there's three things we can do, and it starts very, very simply. And if you're only going to take one thing away from everything that I say today, then please let it be this. Read your Bible. This is more than just a book. It is more than just words on a page. This is the Word of God. These are Jesus's words. People have died to have this translated into a language that you can read. People are persecuted today for owning one of these. We are so blessed if you're watching from in the UK or a country where this is allowed. Please, please, please read your Bibles. And the second thing that we need to do after reading the Bible or hearing the Word is meditate on the Word. Now, I don't want you to go and sit, you know, in a lotus position and sort of meditate that way. No, meditate is just focus and study what you've read. You know, really sort of turn it over in your mind. Think about it. If you're struggling to understand the words that you're reading, then speak to your connect group leader or read it in a group of friends. Get into the Word, really get into it. Put yourself in the story and ask yourself, what does this mean to me today? What, ask the simple questions: who, what, where, why, when, how. Who's in this passage? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? How are they doing it? And then lastly, once you've read your Bible and you've meditated on what you've just read, the third and probably the most important thing: apply this teaching to your life. Again, in the New Testament, in James chapter 1, James chapter 1 of the New Testament, it says this in verses 22 to 25, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Church, be doers of the word. Be blessed in all you're doing. Have a blessed day. Thank you.